You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Don't mess.
Yes. Do not mess.
Do not mess.
Be with blessed.
Us. Bye.
Put it to the test. Better than all the rest. Why are you wearing a vest?
With the family crest.
It's time to invest in
gold. Welcome to Don't Mess. My name is Chris Clemens.
I'm Christine Sidelko, and I am the prettiest girl in the room.
In the world?
Are you okay?
Am I okay?
Are we okay?
No, we're not.
Listen now.
Don't Mess is a CastBox original produced alongside Studio 71. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can listen to Don't Mess wherever you get your podcasts, but I hope you'll give CastBox a shot. I think it's the best.
Don't Mess.
Welcome back to Don't Mess, everybody. I am Chris Clemens.
Oh, yes. He is. I can confirm. He is Chris Clemens.
No, who are you?
Got your back, bro.
No, who are...
That's
Christine Sidelko. I've got your back, bro. Jesus Christ. So... On the podcast, as you may or may not know, we had a nutritionist. It is a registered dietitian. And we also had our personal trainer, Cody, on. And then we thought, what a fun, sick, twisted thing to do would be to bring them both on. And not only that, but
let
have them
fight
meet.
To the death.
And then
maybe kiss in front of us.
Yeah. So little do they know, they're giggling like little schoolgirls. But we are... also trying to set them up because they are both singles. So this could... This is like a fun little dual episode. This is like a two for one.
You take the...
Don't talk yet, Whitney.
Oh, God.
I'm just kidding. I am on one. Wow, we're filming two in one day, guys. Yeah. Anything I say can't be used against me. There, I said it.
Miranda.
My Miranda rights. What are Miranda... That's another episode.
Yeah.
So we have... You guys can introduce yourselves again, but we've already had you guys on. So if you don't know who they are, catch up.
Whitney Catalano. I am a registered dietitian and body image coach.
I am Cody, your trainer.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
and the best part about all of this is they have to share a mic, which is, I didn't even plan for it, but you guys can get a little closer.
Yeah, it's we got to the hotel room. There's supposed to be two beds, but there's only one. I guess we have to share.
I'll sleep on the floor.
But I'll sleep on the floor.
No, this is ridiculous.
We're both adults. Let's just sleep facing back to back.
Are you single?
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, I'm single.
Sometimes I wish my parents loved me more.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay, should we have a therapist, Mark? Call a therapist or like Oprah or Dr. Phil.
White chicks.
I just watched that anyway.
Great movie.
I am interested to see how you. I'm jumping right into this because I should have made popcorn, but I am interested to see where you guys vary, if you will, on different things. And Whitney came in hot and said,
"Yeah, I don't know."
That I asked both of them to. Look through each other's shit to, you know, obviously help us do the legwork. Thank you for laughing.
Yeah.
What?
I did a really bad job with that.
Yeah, Cody, yesterday when we were working out, you were like, yeah, I looked and we agree on like everything. And Whitney comes in, she's like, yeah, there's a lot we don't agree on. And I'm like, okay, we're going to hop right in. So, Whitney, what is the first thing you guys don't agree on? Just kidding.
Very
what
subtle.
Are your guys' horoscope signs?
Oh, I'm a Libra.
A Leo.
They both start with L, so that seems pretty compatible.
Fate.
Is that how that works?
Libro.
Libro.
Oh. Yeah, Libro.
Sounds.
Yeah, Libro.
That's my contribution. Let's talk about things, please.
So what, in all honesty, what is the first thing you disagree on? Because the last, I remember us talking about how you said, I wish people would stop talking about bodies.
Right.
And I am very entertained how this is going to go with a personal trainer and someone whose job is based on bodies. Mm-hmm. Maybe that is jumping to conclusions.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with like personal training and fitness goals and working towards. I think it's even possible to like have aesthetic goals and have it be healthy. It's just not something that. So the population that I work with are people who have a disordered relationship with food and working out and their bodies. And so the approach that I take is very like careful with what I say and very like, I don't know, it's just different. Like, for example, I think the biggest thing that we differ on is that I don't talk about losing weight at all. And that's like one of the...
I mean, that's just my specialty. Right. Just because I lose weight, and I have never told anybody ever that you need to lose weight. Ever. If they come to me, that's when I'll, and they say they want to lose weight, that's when I help them. But because I have lost 110 pounds and I know how to do it, for the people who do want to lose weight, I just put the tips out there. Do with them what you want, but I'm not telling anybody that they need to lose weight.
Totally. Yeah, I hear you on that.
Oh, wow. Things are really heating up, guys. Now, what are your what are your favorite restaurant? Like, just...
Panda Express.
What do you think of Panda Express?
First of all, I'm not saying that's healthy.
No. I'm doing a mix of research here.
What are we going for here?
I'm doing two jobs here, guys. I made that very clear.
If 320-pound me was going to go to a restaurant, it would be teriyaki chicken from Panda
Express. I'm talking like, hey, let's say teriyaki. It's, I don't know, date night.
Why can't you eat teriyaki chicken from Panda Express now?
Okay. It's just...
You guys should go on a date to Panda Express and eat teriyaki chicken.
Can we get like Viceland or something?
With our hands.
With our hands. I don't know why that's important, Cody, but... This is interesting.
I haven't been to Panda Express since I was a kid, so I can't... I don't know. Is it good still?
Chow Mein's pretty good.
Chun-Li.
Chun-Li. Chow Mein. Chow Mein. They want to make me out to be the bad guy, Chow Mein.
No, I literally just had Panda Express like a week ago.
Oh, get it.
Yeah, so it's...
About a week ago.
No, and like I said, with any food or anything, I'm a huge believer in moderation over restriction, right? Like what we talked about over our first podcast episode.
I'm excited because I do remember that is something that I know you both agree on.
Yeah, because it's not realistic to say that you're never going to eat junk food again or you're never going to eat fucking carbs or whatever your thing is. It's not realistic to say that you're never going to eat that again, so why even try to cut that out? Find a way to make it fit your lifestyle, I even hate the word diet, but make it fit your diet.
Ooh,
right?
That's another thing you guys agree on, right?
Yeah. Oh my God, you're getting all hot and heavy over there.
Flying, guys, I wish this was visual.
I can't tell if this is The Bachelor or like...
Who's to say what it is? Okay. We don't really even know.
Cool.
Clearly.
Let's go with that.
Yeah. And if it becomes too far at any moment, tell me and I will ignore it. Now, what... Do you, Whitney, work out a lot?
A lot is a big word.
Like, a lot.
Like, but what I mean is, like, so you tell people, like, yours, I'm struggling to put it into words, but you aren't focused on body image, but, like, do you, and how does working out intersect with that is what I'm trying to ask.
So for a long time after I was dieting, I had a really complicated relationship with working out. And
I love how I just asked you, how much do you work out?
How much do you bench, bro?
That is so embarrassing.
But it's an interesting question because it's something where you do have to find a way that's mentally healthy for you. So now I work out consistently because if I don't, I get really mean. And I get really sad. So I do it for that reason. And I also do it because I have a history of like having horrible posture. So I go to Pilates a lot for my back. And these are things that like motivate me that don't become disordered or unhealthy for me. They become like that consistently keeps me motivated.
So you think consistency is like the key to working out and whatnot?
I mean, I think finding motivations that like withstand your body changing. So something that's going to continue to motivate you when you're 50 and your body's changed and you know, and things, it's, you don't get those results that we get in our 20s and 30s.
Activia. Osteoporosis.
Exactly.
I thought you said activity and I was like,
rheumatoid arthritis.
What, the knowledge that you keep in your brain, Christine, Mark, stop laughing. Just kidding. Ooh.
Oh.
I'm sorry, that was dedicated to you listening. I love you. I just realized that literally someone is going to be listening to this and all of a sudden be forced to listen to a burp. Anyway, how do you both feel about burping?
Oh my God, I've actually been talking about this a lot this week.
What?
Because...
Not the answer I was expecting, but please.
I'm interested.
Do elaborate. Yeah,
so
I'm listening.
My friends were making fun of me because I don't know how to like burp on cue. And yeah, I can't, I like physically cannot do that. And so I wasn't even sure that I've ever burped out loud before until like 4 days ago. And I did for
what?
The first time.
Really?
Yeah. And my friends were there for it and they were just like, oh my God, you did it. Like they were clapping for me. Yes.
How was it?
I mean, I don't
how
know.
How do you feel?
I think I quietly burp. And it's good. It like releases air.
What does that even mean? Quietly burp. What
I don't
is
know.
That?
Do you like burp on your button? Here you go.
It's
you, like
dainty.
You like breathe, like blow it
it's
out.
It's dainty. Oh my God. It's
do you ever blow out burps in public? I'm like in line at the post office.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You do it like out of the side of your mouth when you do it. That whole thing.
Oh my God. Okay, this is something I'm gonna have to practice. I just
try it right now.
I'm not gonna. I don't have anything in me, and if I do, it's coming out the other end.
Oh my God.
That was way too much information.
Also healthy.
How do you feel about farting? are your farts dainty, Whitney?
Probably not.
You're like, no, I let those rip. Anyway, I really don't know how I got here.
I drove you.
No. that wasn't the part I was questioning, but thank you for being there.
I'm here.
No.
Okay.
Yes. Cool. Do you have anything to say?
No.
Okay. Cody, you, when we were, we talked about you, Whitney, a little bit in training. Well, it could have been bad. It could have been bad.
Hey, any could've conversation been. Is good.
I'm like, but all press is good press.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
So you said you guys agreed on a lot. Mm-hmm. What were you seeing that you were agreeing on?
Like more of a lifestyle approach, right? So kind of how like we talked about before, I've had 20, 30, 40 clients all lose like a shit ton of weight, right? And I've never put anybody on a diet. So if they come to me and tell me that they want to lose weight, I'm not going to like immediately throw them into like counting calories or something like that. I'll have them tell me like what their nutritional habits are like. Then I'll say, try adding it. I'll just make small changes at a time, right? So just adding things in, like have some more veggies, drink more water, little things like that. And those little steps like that will add up to bigger changes, because it's just how we are as people. If I throw 10 things at you at once and tell you to change,
I'll catch all of them perfectly.
You are perfect, but normal people.
And then everyone claps.
You have a lot of work
normal
to
people,
do.
If
then I throw
them
back at you and they make you fall down. Because I threw them so hard.
The way you're
so strong. Because
I'm so strong.
The way you were throwing those balls yesterday. Hey.
I wanted to die. Twice now I've almost shit my pants because of you. And that's a fact.
That's the truth.
Yeah, because after one of them I was like, oh my God, did you almost shit your pants too? And I was like, no.
I did not ask that.
Yeah, you did. Because I was like, no, I didn't.
Oh, maybe I did.
You did. You were like, were you going to shit your pants? I was like, no.
oh, just me then? Oh, okay. Right. I mean, I don't either.
No, I was
wondering if you
just
were
as confused by the question as you were, but.
No.
Anyway.
Yeah, but no, but in short, like, I don't do like diets or like crazy, like fad workout programs or anything like that. It's all a lifestyle approach. So we can do this like forever into your like healthy years.
I'm trying to take
so
my money.
I was going to say, so that's how you make your money, huh?
has anybody ever shot themselves during a workout? I mean, hey, I want to.
No, I already asked. No. He told me, yeah.
No, but staying on the topic of shit, literally last week I had a guy shit himself during a workout.
You did?
Oh. Yeah. He wasn't. When you're older, you're like, you don't have as much control.
Oh.
Shit, not shot. Yeah.
No.
So you don't have as much like control back there, and he was doing planks, and he would just like let it out. Yeah,
that's
a very kind way.
We ended the workout promptly. That was it, the end of it.
Oh, I thought you were gonna keep going.
I would have.
A real warrior would have pushed through.
A real warrior would have pushed out and pushed through.
Oh my God.
Put that on a t-shirt and sell it. I think we're gonna go to an ad break, and after the break, stay tuned because who knows, we might. They might be leaving together.
Oh.
That is a running joke that I'm saying as a joke, but secretly hoping is going to come true. Enjoy this ad break. We just want to say a huge thank you to Stitch Fix for sponsoring this episode of Don't Mess. If you don't know, Stitch Fix is an online personal styling service that finds and delivers clothes, shoes, and accessories to fit your body, budget, and lifestyle. Just go to stitchfix.com/mess, M-E-S-S, and tell them your sizes, what styles you like, and how much you want to spend on each item.
You'll be paired with your very own personal stylist who will handpick 5 items to send right to your door.
Then you try them on, pay only for what you love, and return the rest. Shipping, exchanges, and returns are always free.
There's no subscription required. You can just sign up to receive scheduled shipments or get your fix whenever you want.
Stitch Fix's styling fee is only $20, which is applied toward anything you keep from your shipment. I think my brother used Stitch Fix, and I kind of, you know, as brothers do, it was like, yeah, whatever. But then when they contacted us, I looked at it and signed up, and it was so easy, and I love the concept of it. I put in all of my sizes, what I was willing to spend, my style, and the box came, and I only sent one thing back because I loved everything else.
Yeah, Chris got these like black jeans and like plaid shirt.
Yeah, it was
and like
nice
the
and
way
thick.
He cut, like, yeah, he put it together. I was like, he was walking down the street. I could tell it was a good outfit because he made me take a lot of photos of him. And I was like, that's what I know. He's like feeling himself. And I think it looked really good too.
Get started now at stitchfix.com/mess, M-E-S-S, and you'll receive an extra 25% off when you keep all 5 items in your box. That's stitchfix.com/mess.
That's stitchfix.com/mess, M-E-S-S, to get started today.
Today, the show is sponsored by FabFitFun.
FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box that delivers full-size fashion, beauty, home, fitness, and wellness products.
The FabFitFun Fall Box is now on presale. Boxes start shipping August 20th, so reserve the highly anticipated Fall Box today, folks.
FabFitFun boxes are delivered 4 times a year for just $49.99 a box. A lot of times, just one of the product's retail value is more than the cost of the entire box.
All members can choose between the Vince Camuto Luck Tote in black or desert red, or you can pick the Crown Brush 6-piece brush set in silver or black.
Every box will include 2 Glam Glow bubble sheet masks for you and your bestie to use on your girls' night in. Put them on your face. I used them. They bubble. They sound like pop rocks. And my face feels like a baby. And a beauty blender in Pro Original Chill Pop Bubble Glow Royal Apricot or Nude.
It also includes Simply Whimsical set of 2 tea towels and Skinning Company's Roma Blue and Capri Shower Gel. With FabFitFun, you get 1 item from 5 separate sets. So in one of the sets, I got Silo Cobra Bluetooth wireless earbuds, and I went with the black with rose gold. You know, making a statement.
Yeah, and I got the Alfred French Press Coffee Brew, which is great because I'm trying to save money and make more coffee at home.
Another product I've been loving is the Grown Alchemist Polishing Facial Exfoliant. I've been trying to exfoliate more, and this makes it super easy because I can do it right in the shower.
Yeah, I can always tell when you've used it because your skin looks softer.
Oh my God, thank you. That's so nice coming from you. You have such good skin. I'm so jealous you don't need to use that. There are also memberships with FabFitFun, where on top of getting such great products for incredible value in the box, FabFitFun members also get access to exclusive sales from all the amazing brands that FabFitFun partners with at a really great deal, like up to 70% off, kind of good. Yeah, just saying.
Sign up for FabFitFun today to get your fall box. The FabFitFun fall box is in limited supply, and these boxes always sell out. So use our code MESS, M-E-S-S, to get $10 off your first box. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up and start getting the box for a life well lived. Again, use promo code MESS, M-E-S-S, to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. Go to FabFitFun.com and use our code MESS to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box.
Alrighty, guys, welcome back. We are, like I said, we are back. The Don't Mess. I'm Chris Clemens.
I'm Christine.
Sidelko. Got your back still. Look at it.
Not anymore. I changed my mind.
Now, we have Cody and Whitney here, if you somehow are tuning in the middle of this. What are your guys' opinion on diet foods? Like,
Halo diet? Top.
I love Halo
What's
Top.
The deal with, yeah, let's go around. Halo Top, yay
Do you
or nay?
Actually?
Yeah.
Okay, I always wonder if people just, like, convince, like, I personally think RX bars, for example, taste terrible. And so I wonder if, like, people convince themselves that it tastes good just, like, because of the ingredients or whatever.
I don't
care. Perceived
health
benefits.
I do care about ingredients, but not, like, to that extent. I'm not, like, I'll still fucking, I'll fuck up
Quaker Oat Bar. Like, I'm not beneath anything. Like, let's be real here. But I...
You mean above?
I don't know where I am, like I said.
I'm not beneath anything. I'm above everything.
Oh, is that what I said?
Yeah, you did, but I know what you meant.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
I just couldn't let it go.
I'm sure there'll be someone who will tear me apart for that. But I...
It's me.
For me, it's not necessarily... Okay, I'm sorry. That was the microphone. Or no, that sounds like I'm making an excuse. Fuck, that was the leather chair rubbing against the metal leg pull. Anyway. Or maybe it was me farting. I don't know.
Leg pull.
Going once. What the fuck, Chris?
Whoa.
Yeah, exactly. There's our first stroke of the day, people.
So, Cody, what do you Halo think
top.
About Halo Top?
No. Yeah. So for me, like, RX bars... they don't necessarily, they're like kind of like wine or coffee, which is like an acquired taste. Like, I very much have like, okay, it's not the best, but, you know, it's like a compromise. It's like, I could eat a full blueberry muffin from Dunkin' Donuts, but like, then I'll feel shitty about myself.
So what is your opinion on Halo Top?
We have to talk about.
Thoughts on that.
Yeah, that's another topic.
Okay, I'm not the one on trial here. None of us are.
Well,
but.
You are my client.
Okay, this is getting a little too real. Halo Top, thoughts?
I like the taste. I genuinely like the taste.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, like, the candy bar flavor is by far my favorite.
I am personally a...
Generic candy bar flavor.
What is that? Isn't that what...
It's like chocolate.
How is that different than chocolate?
Like, I think it tastes like shit,
chunks.
But I don't like real
It's like little candy bar, like candy bar chunks.
I like their waffles and pancakes.
I haven't tried that one yet. I want to.
Oh my God. Whitney, you're not a fan of Halo Top?
No.
And not just for the taste, though, right?
Well, okay, so I think that sometimes with diet foods like that, people are like, oh my God, I get to eat the whole container now, because it's like, and not to say that overeating ice cream is a bad thing by any means, like, done it, been there, love it, but same. I just think that, like, the mentality behind it is a little bizarre. Like, it feels like it's not, it's more of like a, ooh, I get to go, like, have my entire thing of ice cream now, and it's not like, oh, I can't wait to sit down and just enjoy this ice cream. It feels like there's a difference in motivation there. I'm also just like a So Delicious kind of girl. I love So Delicious.
Oh, like the cashew milk, bitch. Oh,
so good.
Oh wow, I just had
it's so delicious.
Yeah, it is so delicious.
Okay, see, I respect that as well. Yeah. Like, see, I'm not like sold to anyone.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Halo Top to me. But what about, like, fat-free mayo? Do you...
Okay, I'm, like, not convinced that even exists. I don't understand
like,
how that's
it's like
possible.
Avocado oil mayo.
But avocado oil is a fat.
Avocados have fats, right?
I just don't understand. Because the like, mayo, if you look at... I mean, I guarantee it's not actually called mayo. Whatever. I'm not going to get into that.
Pop off, sis.
Cheez-Its versus cheese nips. Go.
I just don't get it because mayo is, like, fundamentally... Like, the fat is a huge component of what makes mayo mayo. So
yeah, it's
fat
like
from mayo doesn't... It's like, oh, one of my biggest issues, like, my biggest... The diet food that I hate the most is fat-free feta crumbles. Like, you know the fat-free feta crumbles?
Oh, yeah, and, like, the green outer thing and, like, little cartons,
I hate that. It doesn't taste like anything. I'm like, give me the fat.
Yeah, it's almost like tofu. It's like tofu.
Like
you're calling my mom out. She puts that shit on salads.
I'm
like for
so
Thanksgiving.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Stick to your opinion.
Be warned, Pamela.
Yeah, you're just not invited to Thanksgiving.
I want to touch on something you said earlier. Like when you said you have like a blueberry muffin, you feel bad afterwards. That's a sign that you might have an unhealthy relationship with food.
No, bitch. Too. We've been new. I'm fully aware.
We've been new.
Yeah, like no. Thanks, doctor. You're late to the party. Like.
So Halo Top's good.
This just turns into, like, therapizing.
I know. I'm like, fuck, this backfired big time.
What's the worst fad diet you've ever seen, like, throughout the years? Like, if you look at them, like, Seattle Sutton, the Lean Cuisine, or Weight Watchers.
The Lean Cuisine diet, that's just yours.
Jenny Craig, Atkins, like... keto.
I saw a real... So it's hard... Personally, it's hard for me to say which diet is, like, the worst because I think any diet that becomes, like, unhealthy for you mentally is not a good situation.
Because, like, the most misinformed.
So there was this diet, and this is, like, taking it a step far, but there was this diet from, like, the 50s or 60s that was in... Oh, I want to say... I don't know, some major fashion magazine, and it was literally, like, have a cup of coffee at every meal. It was for women, obviously.
Oh my god!
Have
I a saw cup that of coffee.
Did you see that?
Yeah,
and like two
nuts.
Eggs.
You're eating like a couple hundred calories a day. That was like.
And you're just drunk all day because you have wine in every meal too. So it's literally like a glass of wine and a cup of coffee for breakfast with
like
an egg.
It's like a real housewife roto diet.
And then for lunch, and then you get to finish the bottle for dinner.
Yo, I feel buzzed literally just thinking about that.
That's how every millennial lives.
I'm like, yeah, that's
naturally. That was just college for me. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, instead of like that, it's just like Franzia sunset blush now. You finish the whole bag. That's
sunset
the only difference.
Blush.
Sunset blush, that's like that. If I had to like write like a dramatic CW show about my college experience, it'd be called Sunset Blush.
Ooh.
Because that's all we drank.
I like that.
And also, there nothing dramatic happened.
I was going to say, you're very asexual. I don't. Yeah. I feel like.
There's more to drama than just romance, Chris.
I know, but you were adding a very sexual tone to it.
I can't help how I come across. If you think I'm sexy, that's on you.
You're right.
Pervert.
That is on me. I wish it was on me.
Oh, God. Wow. I'm also a spit take for realsies.
Ooh, that would have been bad. That would have been bad because I don't know how much these microphones are. Anyway. What is a keto diet? Because I was talking to Cody about this a little earlier about I like bacon on my salads, but then I was like, what's the deal? Because I like it on my salads because I'm in this keto diet that I literally only take the bacon part from. I'm like, well, I gotta have bacon a lot. What is the keto diet?
Yeah, all I know is meat.
Yeah.
So, clinically, the keto diet was developed to help children who have seizures. And you eat things like bowls of mayonnaise in order to get your fat ratio to your protein.
that was the sound of me quietly trying to gag.
Yeah, it's not exactly like a pleasant diet, which is funny that it's become a fad because like in its truth, like in what keto was intended to be, it's really unpleasant. And also adult human beings like can't really get into ketosis that well because it's like not
oh my god
great for you.
My old boss was on keto and he'd always be like, I'm in ketosis.
Wait,
like,
what is ketosis?
I don't even still don't know.
One of my friends in like high school was taking these like pills called raspberry ketones, and when they're like, it's supposed to help you lose weight, I was like, what the fuck?
They act like that was like an appetite suppressant.
Oh, okay. And I never took them.
It's stupid.
They smelled good though.
Do you guys go into GNC and roll your eyes?
Oh my god, GNC
like, I'm
is
thinking
a lot.
About GNC.
She's
like, I go
there and I smash a rock through the window.
Except I go to like the bougie LA version of GNC, which is like, you know, Lassen's or like any other health food store that you go into and you're like
Erewhon.
Yeah, exactly.
I love Erewhon though.
Exactly. Bitch. It's like
their hot bar. Oh my god.
Wait, there's a hot bar that you love and I don't know about?
I've told you about it. The vegan cauliflower buffalo. Nugget.
Oh, that's where that's from?
Yes.
Why do you never insist that we go?
Because I immediately think it'll get shut down.
Why?
It is the epitome of everything you hate. Oh. No, the crowd. I'm talking about like, you would hate like the parking garage.
Oh, Postmates.
The crowd. Oh,
is it like, is it like La Colombe with like the stupid seats?
No, it's just like...
It's like as LA bougie as
yeah,
it
it's like an LA... It's like a hot spot, but it's a grocery store. It's wild.
I see John Hamm there.
Maybe. You never know. Okay. Put it on the books, Mark. Mark's like, that's not my job. So is anything in GNC good?
Totally. Like,
okay, so it's not all bullshit?
No.
Because I was thinking about those raspberry ketones or whatever, and I was like, oh my god, all the shit that I... Oh, did you guys just...
No, we're
did you just touch his bicep?
Flintstone gummies, yay or nay?
Things are heating up, guys. Oh my gosh, guys, you can't kiss like that. Come on. Be respectful. It's a podcast. So none of you know what's going on here. Anyway, so GNC...
No,
for the third time around.
Literally the only thing I buy from there is like protein powder because I've like put protein powder like in my oatmeal and shit. But when Chad behind the desk on steroids tells me to buy all this other shit,
oh my God.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're not allowed to make someone fun of someone for a generic white boy name if your name is Cody. I'm sorry.
That's so true.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
My God.
You're right.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're right.
I love
you're right.
you. You're making me into a bodybuilder.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
And you're
Johnson.
Doing a great job, but your name is Cody. So.
It is. Shout out to my mom.
Carry on.
Fuck.
Shout out to my mom.
Don't ask Cody. Oh, girl. Why do I dumb it down? I can do it. Oh, girl.
Yeah.
No, yeah, but when generic white guy name from behind the counter.
When Cody.
Oh, so Cody.
When Cody from behind the counter tells me to, like, or he tries to sell me on all these bullshit supplements, I just don't listen to him. Because most of them are bullshit, and they're just trying to make money.
It's like that scene from when Ron Swanson goes to Lowe's, and he's like, I know more than you. The guy comes up, and he's like, hi, how can I help you? And he's like, I know more than you. Is that what you guys do going into GNC? Or like the bougie LA version
like
of?
Like pretty much everywhere, because people find out that I'm a dietitian, and they immediately want to like school me in nutrition, and I'm just like, dude, I don't understand, like, what are we doing
you're like
here?
You're like 5 years versus you.
I'm like,
you're
that
like, I came
great.
In for a good time.
Yeah, either that or people start confessing. Like, I call them cupcake confessionals, and one day I will write a book called this. Is, like, people confess their cupcake sins to me, and they're like, oh, my God, yesterday I had a cupcake, and I'm just like, dude, I don't Sick. Care. Like, I literally don't care.
That's
that. Like, how was it?
Yeah.
Was it good? Okay.
Do people do that to you, Cody?
Yeah, I hear a
I
lot
did
of,
that.
I hear a lot
I did
of stories.
It unintentionally.
Yeah. Like, I hear a lot of stories about their glory days when they were benching 500 pounds and squatting 400 pounds and all that stuff. And then they tell me, like, oh, yeah, I'm on the keto diet. What do you think about that? And I have to deal with that whole conversation again. Because I'm too nice to like be like, no, yeah, fuck you. I'm not going to say like tell you about it. But it gets a little.
So what do you do?
I mean, I tell them what I think of it.
How do you say it, though? I can't imagine
we
you.
Just,
like...
We literally just had the entire conversation.
True. Yeah.
I always go, you can book an appointment.
Oh, shit.
Hand him the business card.
You can exactly. You can request a cameo. That's a garbage.
Yeah.
I've given my card to a lot of Uber drivers.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
for
like,
sure.
Well, if you want to just, you know, talk. Sometimes if I'm drunk enough, I'll give, like, free nutrition advice in the back of an Uber. But most of the time, I'm like, I do online service. Like, you can book a single appointment and ask me whatever question you want.
Does that ever get weird? Are they ever like, wait, what are we talking about?
I mean, are Ubers ever, like, not a little weird? So,
true.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, true. Now, Gwyneth Paltrow is someone I want to talk about because
let's do it.
That I don't know where.
Goop.
I don't know enough about her, but I know that she lives some wackadoo lifestyle.
She was on Glee.
That's a fun fact. Thank you, IMDb. You really do. Do you read IMDb?
I sometimes. Not sometimes. All the time. Read the IMDb trivia of a movie as I'm watching it, so much so that I don't pay attention to the movie that I'm watching.
That is interesting. That was a
like,
genuine question
theaters.
Because you know an exquisite amount.
I live for IMDb trivia.
Okay, yeah. Got it. Anyway, she has some extreme lifestyle that I know she does. I don't know enough about it, so I'm not going to say too much about it. Mm-hmm. But where does that stand with you guys? How do you feel about, like, I think it's Goop?
Yes, it's Goop. So
Goop.
I actually
such an interesting name for Gwyneth Paltrow.
I actually just read a whole article on her that took a not as like aggressive stance and was basically
what is. Can you tell me a little bit about what it is? Do you know enough about it?
I feel like the best way to explain Goop is like it's the epitome of like white thin girl privilege meets the health industry, just and money. Just the oh sorry.
that worked up over it. Wow.
I'm like, I'm
breaking
like, the
fuck
rules.
This set.
fuck Goop. Yeah, I don't know. It's.
I just know that I think she sold like a crystal dildo or something once.
Is that real?
I want to say yes, but I also could have just smoked an extra J that day. Like, it really is a toss up. I thought she did, though.
Goopeth Paltrow.
Goopeth Paltrow.
I don't remember what her like story is, but I think it's something with like someone in her family that was close to her got sick, and this was her way of like dealing with that person getting sick, just, like throwing herself into the health industry and learning everything she could about it, and then creating this platform where she essentially uses her fame to help like guide people, right? But it's very privileged. Like, a lot of other things, I'm like, how do you have time to do any of this? Like, put any of this into action if you don't have so much money? So I have a lot of empathy for her because I understand that needing to, like, respond to a health problem with information and, like, controlling it and sort of, like, throwing yourself into that. But I don't think that a lot of their information is very attainable to, like, the general population.
Yeah, where it's, like, well-intentioned but not...
Right.
They are blinded by... Yeah.
I do think she means well.
Yeah.
And I totally, like...
The thing
she
suggests,
so she has to be a good person.
So do you hate it just because it's aimed at, like, a demographic that...
I don't hate it. I just don't pay attention because I also don't really trust their the sources.
Like that, okay, so that's what I'm getting along the lines of. Like, is it like a trustable source, do you think?
Well, there are some things that I've seen come out of Goop that I'm straight up like, that is not, I know for a fact that's not based in evidence. Like, that's experimental at best. A lot of things aren't based in evidence, though. If you look at like the entire nutrition world, you're like, I'd like to see the research behind that. Like, so, I mean, it's like there are a lot of people saying a lot of weird stuff about nutrition now. So I'm kind of just like, the less I care, the better my life is, because I just focus on my message and that's it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cody, do you find that people make up a lot of shit in the fitness?
Oh, yeah.
But like, but...
Do shake weights work? No. Yes or
oh
no?
Oh my God.
They don't?
Okay, but...
They're
sure?
funny.
Yeah, but are you sure? I love how we all hate them, but like all want them to work.
Yeah,
people, totally. People just try to stand out. So they do whatever they can do to be different so they'll get noticed. So if it's like...
So if it's making it look like everybody's jacking themselves off in their own face, then so be it.
Yeah, exactly. They even made a South Park episode on like shake weight.
So I bet like, they did. Oh my God, marketing. I'm surprised it's only one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like it worked. They made their money off of it, but
true.
I think there are more effective ways to get to where you want to be.
But does it get more fun than that?
Bop it.
Oh.
Mental, cardio, reflexes. Pass it.
We'll do that tomorrow.
Twist it.
Oh my God. Imagine we show up to the fucking gym and he passes two bop its. Honestly, I'd be so into that as a 5-minute warm up.
Yeah.
That gets me sweating pretty hard. All right, they're giving us the lights, and honestly, I'm out of things to say. How do you guys feel as people? Do you guys think that this will continue? Don't act like you thought I forgot. No way. I'm convinced that this is going to turn into something.
Oh my God.
How are we feeling after this? Do you guys hate each other?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Be honest.
No, I don't hate him at all.
Oh, so you love him. Got it.
Oh,
Cody, how do you feel?
I feel like she loves me.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Don't pump yourself up, white boy Cody. Jesus. Haven't you learned anything? Don't mess. Where can people find you guys online?
Thank you.
Cody being a gentleman, just like he'll hold the door for her on a date. I'm sure they'll have this week.
Not a runaway.
yeah, Cody. Whitney just fucking bolts. She's like, this isn't worth it. You don't need to find me. I want to go.
On Instagram at Trust Your Body Project, and then on YouTube, Facebook, and my website, WhitneyCatalano.com. So search Whitney Catalano everywhere else and then Trust Your Body Project on Instagram. And I'm posting on YouTube regularly, so like, come find me. Ooh. You guys have a fabulous audience. They're like, found me, and they're like, why is your channel not more popular? And I was like, that's such a good question.
Yeah, they tell me that, and I'm like,
you're telling me.
God, I don't know. If you want to, I don't know, tell your friends.
Yeah,
it's really
like,
up to you.
Yeah, like, I'm only doing what I can. Cody, where can people find you?
They can tune into your Instagram stories 3 times a week.
Truly,
telling everybody how much you hate me.
That was only Wednesday, though, and that was because it was an afternoon workout. Let's not hold that one over my head for life, please. Okay.
Instagram, Cody_Taggart, and my website's CodyTaggart.com.
Awesome. And if you want to find Christine or I, you can go to Twitter, and she is C. Sidelko, and I am Chris Clemens, and that is the same for Instagram and Twitter. What? Okay. This is clearly time to wrap it up. Thank you guys for listening, and don't mess.
Yes. Do not mess.
Do not mess
Be
with
blessed.
Us. Bye.
Put it to the test. Better than all the rest. Why are you wearing a vest?
With the family crest.
It's time to invest in...
Gold.
Gold.
Gold bye. Gold bye. Wow, that seemed like a...
It's
no,
not
we're
good.
Yeah, it's not
it's
good
not
at all.
Good
we
at
just
all,
have
yeah.
really low expectations for ourselves. Got it. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Don't mess. Don't mess.